This is CICK News. Janet Edith Walford was born in Halifax, Nova Scotia, in 1949 on March 6th. The biting Atlantic wind and colorful East coastline created a dichotomy in this little person's life. It showed her how to be strong against the elements, the ocean wind and salt that chaps cheeks and lips. Yet Easterners are known for their effervescence and welcoming characteristics, a hard land that softens exterior posturing, sanding down rough edges over time, leaving soft-hearted people with easy smiles and staunch opinions. Janet lived in Nova Scotia until she was 10 years old, when her family headed as far west as you can get from Halifax and moved to Prince Rupert. Growing up on one hand along a craggy, crescent-shaped seaboard cradling the Gulf of the St. Lawrence, defined by glacier-carved cliffs, dense pine forests, and unique marine phenomena like the Bay of Fundy, and moving to the more compact, mountainous, coastal rainforest landscape that characterizes northwestern Canada by its rocky islands, steep fjords, and kelp forest ecosystems, created this prism of East meets West, which was inherent to Janet's charm. The East Coaster in her said no and meant it, didn't care what the fashionable opinion of the day was. She held her ground, which meant you knew where you stood with her. Yet most everyone knew that she stoked a fire of warm hearth for the huddled and weary travelers of the world, making sure all who entered Mountain Eagle Books were greeted with kindness and understanding. Mountain Eagle Books was a place for ideas about philosophy, travel, science, religion, or if you were looking for an escape. The stacks were packed with these ideas, and kitchen tables sat at the front of the shop where sturdy, well-worn chairs sat askew and open, ready for anyone who needed a break. If you needed time to talk, Janet had it for you. Janet met her husband David at a winter retreat at the Sorrento Center in the Shuswap. Founded in 1963 by the Anglican Church, it was a place to share values. Janet and David moved to Vancouver, where he attended the Vancouver School of Theology, and they moved up north to a number of towns, hamlets, and villages along Highway 16. This young family landed in Smithers on October 24th, 1987, and has been here ever since. David and Janet opened up Mountain Eagle Books on April 1st, 1988. It was called Boots Used Books and established itself and the owners as integral cultural connectors. Four locations later, Mountain Eagle Books landed at the corner of Main Street and 3rd Ave in Smithers, where it has remained for the past 25 years. Anyone could walk into Mountain Eagle Books, and there Janet would be, perched on her stool behind the counter or in the kitchen stirring soup. She'd tell you that she'd be right there, and she was never in a rush. It allowed you to stop rushing as well, and just take a moment. Smell the old books and chai, listen to a Mark Perry song, sit and talk a while. Janet Walford passed away on July 6th, 2026, the day after her beloved folk festival weekend. She hugged so many people that weekend. Many of us got a smile and a wave from across the crowd. Some of us sat and chatted. Her death has left a massive impact on the community of Smithers, from the music lovers and artists to pride volunteers and arts councils, friends, people looking for a comfortable place to sit without needing to spend money. So in a word, family.
Hi, my name is Shola Phoenix. I am Janet Walford's daughter.
So we're speaking here in your shop. It seems like this has been like whirlwind of days. What are you kind of feeling is the community response right now?
Enormous. It's an enormous response. She was, to say she was well-loved would be remiss. She embodied love to the entire community. She was like mother to the entire community. And she really was the mountain of Mountain Eagle. She became like the resting place of and the reprieve from the crazy world for so many people.
Mountain Eagle has been here in downtown Smithers for 35 and a half years. One of the wonders of Mountain Eagle is that it's attracted the various factions in the arts community. That made it an interesting place for people to stop by and have good chats and just hang out and meet other good people.
When I stopped in today to the shop, it's, David described it not as a store, but as a community hub. Do you feel like that's a reflection of specifically your mom or also just that the space was so welcoming?
It's like I've often described Mountain Eagle Books and thus my mom's role in the community as like the cultural cog in the wheel. And so now it's where people are now gravitating towards to feel the connection of community, to feel the love and embrace of what she really brought to us all that we can share together as we recognize her passing and recognize her role of like fostering love, kindness, and vibrant like celebration of arts and music in the community.
Mm-hmm. I saw that lovely video where friends and family were with her in the hospital singing to her as well too. Yeah. And that's really special to see and to be invited into a moment like that. Mm-hmm. Too. Why is your family so committed to sharing these times that are typically might be private and people don't feel like they want to share that?
Well, partially, I mean, we're all extroverts.
You don't say.
And also, I mean, my mom wanted people there. She couldn't speak at the time. We could see on her vitals that she calmed right down, like her heart rate came down to like a more reasonable rate and her breathing rate relaxed as soon as people started to arrive and to like sing to her. Mm-hmm. She knew it was time. She knew she was going. You know, we were told before we even got in the room that she had suffered a massive stroke and that she would not recover from this and today would be her last day. It was such a beautiful sharing in like that moment, and she shared her whole life with the community every day. It was really more important that she share things than she keep things super close to her chest, you know? Yeah, and yes, some people ask for privacy, but like, there's no need. We don't want to be alone. She didn't want to be alone. That store kept her alive. And we as a community celebrate her, and we got the chance to do that in a really sweet little way.
How can the community honor her now?
Ooh, so interesting. Such an interesting question. Well, we don't quite know what Mountain Eagle Books is going to become. She's had it for sale for a decade, and she really was the only one capable of being the sole proprietor at the helm of such an amazingly beautiful, welcoming space. But she, you know, like, she's no longer with us to do that. And I think a way in which to honor her is if a collective of people wanted to come together to continue on her legacy, to run Mountain Eagle Books as maybe a collective, if it's something they're interested in, and we can see how that might evolve and be another blossoming into something new, and yet to honor and carry on the what my dad calls the ethos of my mom.
In late summer this year, there will be a celebration of life for Janet. Or as Shola called it,
it's probably going to be like a Janet Walford Memorial Festival.
Plans are still up in the air. But news on that festival will be shared far and wide in the community closer to the date. In the meantime, however, Shola shared with me that if people want to share a picture of Janet, they can bring a physical picture into Mountain Eagle Books to include on a memorial wall that the family is building. Janet's memory lives on in Smithers. Immovable as a mountain, share a story of Janet with those around you and be kind to each other, the way she was.
Me bully boys of Liverpool, I'd have you to be well.
CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.